This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli holding discussion with current and former top brass leaders regarding his upcoming China visit. 16 days of activism against gender-based violence starts today. Speaker of the House of Representatives Devraj Khemire holds discussions with Cambodian Prime Minister and Senate President. And tens of thousands of protesters march towards Pakistan's capital Islamabad as part of nationwide protest calling for the release of former Prime Minister Imran Khan. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli is holding discussions with his regarding his upcoming visit to China with former prime ministers, foreign affairs ministers and current ministers before embarking on the visit. The discussion is taking place at the office of the prime minister and council of ministers in Singha Darbar. The meeting is being attended by former prime ministers Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, Madhav Kumar Nepal, Jhalanath Khanal, Kirraj Regmi and current and former ministers for foreign affairs. 16 days of activism against gender-based violence has started today. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli extended his best wishes that may the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence make significant contributions towards building a civilized and violence-free society. In a message of best wishes on the occasion of the commencement of the campaign today, Prime Minister Oli highlighted the need of putting collective efforts for a civilized society. Prime Minister Oli stated that the joint efforts should be made to advance our efforts on the path towards prosperity, equality, civilization and justice. Meanwhile, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli today unveiled the trophy for the Nepal Premier League NPL at the historic Tarahara complex in Kathmandu. During the event, he emphasized the league's potential to significantly boost Nepal's sports and tourism sector and provide a global platform for young sporting talent. Prime Minister Oli reaffirmed the government's commitment to supporting the sports sector with adequate resources and cooperation. He acknowledged that sports transcend government boundaries and that public interest in sports remained regardless of the political changes. Extending his best wishes to all participating players and teams, Prime Minister Oli expressed optimism about the future of Nepali cricket. He highlighted the recent successes of the Nepali team and emphasized the need to cultivate a strong cricketing culture in the country. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Devraj Khemire, who is currently on an official visit to Cambodia, held discussions with Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Manet and Senate President Samdek Hun Sen at the Peace Palace in Phnom Penh. These meetings focused on strengthening bilateral ties and enhancing cultural and religious tourism between the two countries. Speaker Khemire proposed the initiation of direct air services between Lumbini, the birthplace of Lord Gautam Buddha, and Angkor, home to Cambodia's historic temple complex, as part of efforts to promote Buddhist heritage and boost religious tourism. Nepal and Cambodia had previously signed an air service agreement in the year 2018. Discussions also touched on the experience sharing programs and closer collaboration between the citizens of both nations. Speaker Khemire extended an invitation to Prime Minister Hun Manet to visit Nepal, which the Cambodian leader welcomed, expressing interest in fostering cooperation through platforms like the International Parliament for Tolerance and Peace. The Chinese ambassador to Nepal, Zhang Song, paid a courtesy call on Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjuna Dewa at her office in Singha Darbar yesterday. According to the Ministry for Foreign Affairs, the duo held discussion on various matters of bilateral relations and cooperations between Nepal and China. President Ramchandra Paudel has appointed Chitralekha Yadav as the Nepali resident ambassador to Australia. The President appointed Yadav to the post of the Ambassador on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. Yadav was former Deputy Speaker of the House of Representatives and former Minister in the Cabinet as well. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Tens of thousands of protesters are marching towards Pakistan's capital, Islamabad, as part of nationwide protest calling for the release of former Prime Minister Imran Khan. The march is in response to a final protest call made by Khan to his supporters, where he also called on them to remain in the capital until the government addresses their demands. 72-year-old Khan is serving a 3-year jail term for corruption, a charge he denies. Despite his legal troubles, he remains popular in Pakistan. Authorities have put the capital under lockdown, blocking highways and suspending mobile and internet services in certain areas. The march, which began on Sunday, has seen police using tear gas against protesters and reportedly arresting hundreds. Khan's wife and former First Lady, Bushra Bibi, is among those leading the rallies. A far-right pro-Russian candidate has taken a surprise lead in the first round of Romania's presidential election, with preliminary results putting his pro-Europe rival in close second. With 96% of vote counted, ultra-nationalist Calin Georgescu was on 22% and Marshal Ciolacu, the prime minister, had 20%, according to the Central Electoral Bureau. The strong showing of Georgescu, who has no party of his own and campaigned largely on the social media platform TikTok, came as the biggest surprise of the election. He is now on track to join the prime minister in a final runoff for the presidency on the 8th of December. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi province and Bagmati province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly region of Kosi province, Bagmati province and Gandaki province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping, the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli holding discussion with current and former top brass leaders regarding his upcoming China visit. 16 days of activism against gender-based violence starts today. Speaker of House of Representatives Devraj Khemire holds discussions with Cambodian Prime Minister and Senate President. And tens of thousands of protesters march towards Pakistan's capital, Islamabad, as part of nationwide protest calling for the release of former Prime Minister Imran Khan. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.